we're seeing a lot more local demand right now for our product than we have at this time of the season in the past.
That's Max Fields. He and James Plate are the co-owners of Fields to Plate Produce. Talking from their 6,000 square foot greenhouse located on 160 acres in the Animas Valley, they both say that community awareness in supporting local food and local farmers has risen. Very serendipitously, weeks before COVID-19 hit the United States, Fields and Plate launched their website to help promote their farm year-round. Plate says that little did they know then that online local farming was about to become a huge trend.
We launched the website in February, and it seemed like it was taking a long time to gain traction. And then as soon as people started to realize products flying off the shelves at their local supermarkets, there did seem to be a huge shift in our online sales and just people realizing, hey, what happens if these trucks aren't coming in from California, if our produce isn't being shipped all across the nation? Where are we going to be in a situation like that?
The COVID-19 pandemic has revealed weaknesses in the U.S. food production and distribution system, which has become concentrated in the hands of a few huge producers and distributors. Field says now is the time for small farmers to shine.
This is a huge opportunity for any small local farmers anywhere in the country or across the world to be able to say, hey, we're here for our community. We have always been here. And we intend on going and continuing to support the community that has supported us. You don't necessarily get that on a commodity level.
With themselves and only one seasonal full-time employee, they oversee roughly 200 heritage Navajo churro sheep, all grass-fed beef, over 400 tomato plants, and a couple thousand heads of lettuce in the ground right now. This year, they're increasing their 7 acres of organic vegetable production to 10 acres. Fields to Plate provides produce to local restaurants and Durango Ninar School District. As shoulder season is just coming to an end, Field says they have yet to see if it will affect their bottom line.
I suppose we'll see, but I think there's going to be a big push from our community to support our restaurants.
Plate says that one of the most positive things that has come out during this pandemic is the community's perception of local food production.
You know, the shift in people's awareness about where their food comes from and supporting local food systems and really taking food security seriously. You know, we basically always strive to provide for the community and make sure that people know that they have access to local food. And that was one of our main goals doing the online store. The COVID is really, I think, in a weird way, it's kind of been a blessing to open eyes, I think, in a lot of different ways.
Many small farmers nationwide are adopting online ordering and home-friendly delivery, transforming old-fashioned farms into consumer-friendly outlets. Plate says this new kind of operation is a win-win for everybody.
Not everybody wants to leave their house right now. And so when we have such a closed-loop system where we're packing orders here on the farm and they're going straight to somebody's doorstep and nobody has to leave their home, it's been a really huge opportunity, not only for us, but for the community.
Reporting for KSUT, I'm Sarah Flower.